Good morning. Clouds and rain, some of it heavy, common across interior New York and New England this morning as a deep storm system tracks right overhead and up the mid-Hudson Valley through eastern New York and eventually across the Champlain Valley and into southeastern Canada. On this track, the winds will be gusty out ahead of the system, out of the southeast at times over 40 to even 50 miles per hour, especially in the hills of western New England and eastern New York. Then the wind will flip around to the west and remain gusty throughout the day today from the west. Behind this system, rain has transitioned to snow across the central and western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills across into the southern tier and Finger Lakes, and the snow is falling heavily and beginning to add up in many of these locations. As that west wind kicks in, colder air behind the system will transition more locations from rain to snow this morning. At the same time, the precipitation is lifting through along with the storm, so many locations will see just a brief transition to snow as temperatures drop before the steady precipitation comes to an end. Most locations in the Green Mountains, the Champlain Valley, the Adirondacks, and the central and western Mohawk Valley will pick up a coating up to 2 to 3 inches of wet snow as the system passes by. Later on this morning and into the afternoon, precipitation will taper off as scattered rain and snow showers, and we may even see some breaks of sunshine as temperatures fall back through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. Lake effect snow will begin to kick in tonight as that strong west wind moves over Lakes Erie and Ontario, and the snowbelt regions of the Tug Hill Plateau, the western Adirondacks, and parts of the western Mohawk Valley see heavy snow throughout the night tonight, while the rest of the region remains relatively dry with passing snow showers and temperatures dropping back into the upper teens and lower 20s. As we head into the upcoming weekend, on Friday, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it will be blustery but not nearly as windy with scattered snow showers around and highs in the lower 30s. Lake effect regions will continue to see persistent and at times heavy snow before that winds down on Saturday. For the rest of the area, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday with highs staying in the upper 20s. On Monday, we'll rebound back up to 40 ahead of the next system, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds before the weather turns milder and unsettled once again on Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance of rain showers both days and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 23 degrees with an east wind at 93, gusting to 109 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 40 degrees, the dew point 36, 86% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer way down at 29.26 inches as the storm passes overhead and the barometer continues to fall. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at North Palm Beach, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine, windy, temperatures falling through the 40s. Boston, cloudy and windy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, very windy with snow, 2 to 4 inches with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature, 39, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.11 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 6.9 inches for the month, which is 4.4 inches of snow below normal, and 42.2 inches for the season, which is 3.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 61 set in 1997, and the record low 13 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:42 p.m. 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow, tapering off to snow showers today. Early highs in the mid-30s with falling afternoon temperatures. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with rain tapering off to showers today. Early highs in the upper 40s with falling afternoon temperatures. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow, tapering off to snow showers today, temperatures starting in the lower 30s with readings falling into the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain tapering off to rain and snow showers today, starting out in the lower 40s with temperatures falling in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with rain, tapering off to rain and snow showers today with early highs in the upper 30s and falling afternoon temperatures. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered snow showers with lake effect heavier squalls, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s, Saturday and Sunday. Increasing clouds near 40 on Monday, and a chance of rain showers in the upper 40s and lower 50s Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.